Archie's crawling around on the floor, he's saying, "Superman, come down," and Ross said, "Snap out of that." In other words, stop doing it, right? What does it mean, snap out of it, Ross? What does it mean? No, it means stop doing it. Yes, it does. It means stop doing it. Ross doesn't know what it means, evidently. But he used it appropriately, I guess. Stop doing it. What he wanted to do was, Marky, give up the water. I told Ross that I was worried about him. If he didn't eat, he might not grow.
I did eat.
You did eat?
Yes.
How do I know you're telling the truth?
Mom, tell Daddy the truth what I ate.
You did? But now he's not eating anymore, Mom.
Well, he should.
I'm not hungry.
You need it.
I'm not hungry.
But is that a good answer?
Sure.
The real answer should be, of course I'll eat it, Daddy, because I love
you. Oh, Daddy.
Okay, you want to do that answer? I guess you don't love me, huh?
I do.
You do?
You got it.
Yeah.
Well, then you better eat some sherbet.
That's how Daddy gets fat.
Ready for some?
No.
You're never going to eat it. Upstairs?
Ross said, "You know what I dreamed? I dreamed about Diana and about me and about Marky. And we were smunched. And we were turned into giants. See, we were turned into a giant. A giant little boy, a giant little boy, and a giant little girl. In that dream that I dreamed."
So you sure you want to come in this car? That is the Toyota, instead of the other one, that is the Honda. And he said, "Sure, because it goes fast, and it's neat, and I can do my seatbelt myself, right?"
Wait.
So what other reasons, Ross?
Well, because it goes faster.
Goes faster, what other reasons besides that? Can you think of any other reasons?
Nope. Because it's better.
Because it's better?
Yeah, because it goes faster, it does everything for
me. It does everything for you?
Yeah, and
everybody is bad. Okay. What about the other one? Does it do anything at all?
No, not good.
Nothing good, eh?
But you could do that.
What?
You could do that.
Oh, well, because I don't want to leave the light on all the time I was on. Yep.
Oh.
So we're going to pull on out, right?
Why?
I hope there's no cat in back of us. I don't want to hurt her. You think she moves away when the car comes?
Yeah.
You think she might get hurt sometime?
No, she sleeps.
She sleeps? Would she sleep down on the street?
No.
You sure?
No.
How do you know?
Cats don't sleep there.
I saw a cat sleep in the street. Where does our cat sleep?
Inside.
So you know she wouldn't sleep in the street, because why?
Because she gets
killed. No, because she's always sleeping inside.
Dad?
Yeah.
She just sleeps on the street when it's really late.
Yeah.
That's so sleep.
When you're asleep?
Yeah.
Never goes away. She's real good. She always stays at home. And Ross said, maybe she's been to a cat preschool. Asked Ross, "Where should we start?" And he said, "Pennies." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Because I like the name." And he said, "First we'll buy two toys for me and Marky."
And I said, "Yeah." And then Ross said,
I see. No, we're not buying toys today, honey.
Hey, I want to ask more.
No, this is not a toy trip.
No, you
What?
You
can't
ask for more.
I see. We're just passing a music store, and Ross said, hey, there are the instruments. That's where my teacher got her instrument. Oops, careful now. Hold on. He's not bumping. He means his head is not hitting the ceiling at pennies. But he says, when I get a little bit bigger, I'll bump. Is that right, Ross?
Right, and I won't be able to
put
it on your shoulder.
That's right, you'll be too big then. But right now you're not too big, are you?
No.
You shouldn't be afraid. You're doing just fine, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Ross was saying, we're talking about Marky, and I said that he said that he might get killed. Marky might get killed if he didn't wear his seatbelt. And then Ross said, "But that's okay. He doesn't care. He doesn't care if he gets killed." And I said, "Yeah, but he cares." And then Ross said, "At least Marky will get killed." And what he meant was that only Marky will get killed. And he said, "At least," instead. I should have said it. Only Marky will get killed, not us. And then on the way home, so we talked about a little bit more about Marky getting killed if he didn't have a seatbelt on.
He'll
get killed if you don't have a seatbelt. And then as we got home, he said, "Hey, he didn't get killed." We just gave Ross an excellent fighter, and Ross said, "And Rosemary's son has a big one." And what he meant was that Rosemary Campos's boy Timmy had a big one, big X-wing.
Okay, I asked Ross. Do you know what a mountain is? So let's do it all over. Do you know what a mountain is?
Yeah.
Okay.
A thing that you climb on. And in Tarzan, there's a mountain.
Okay. And do you know what a swamp is? What is it?
It's an ugly water swamp.
Okay. Ugly. He said earlier it was ugly water. And what is a boat?
A thing that you cross on a river on the ocean.
Good. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, let's think of, and he told me, you knew about a fast boat, right? It goes real fast, and a slow boat, right? Let's see. What is, I know, what is, do you know what a comb is?
A thing that you have to comb in your hair.
On your hair. What does it do?
No, he can't bring that in.
Well, that's right, you can't take that in, or the stickers will come off. Yeah. Can
you give it to Daddy? Thank you, Archie. You take that, you can have it back.
You can have it back when you come back, okay? He's going to get it back when he gets out of the shower, Ross.
I'll give it like that. I'll give it like that.
Well, Marky pulled the top off.
No, then Mommy put it away.
Oh, smart Mom. Okay, now let's see. Do you know what an airplane is?
Sure.
What is it? What is an airplane?
It's kind of an X-wing fighter, but it's really a thing that you fly in.
That's really a thing you fly in. Okay.
It looks like an X-wing fighter.
Looks like an X-wing fighter. Okay. Have you ever been in an airplane?
No. Yeah.
Do you like one? Do you like to go in airplanes? What do?
They make you fly.
Uh-huh. And they go up high?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How do they get up there?
They go on the wheels and they'll...
Right, up in the air. Okay.
I can't do it high.
No, you can't get that high, can you?
Right.
Right. Now let's see another question. Do you know what a light bulb is?
Yeah.
What is it?
A thing that you make light with.
Uh-huh. And where do you put it?
Up high.
And where else?
There.
Uh-huh. In the window? Light bulb in the window? No, it's the sunlight. Are you up in the closet, up in the lamp?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you another question, if I can. Do you know what aluminum foil is?
No, that's a hard
one. You don't know what it is? Okay. Do you know what, let's see, what the word good means?
Yeah.
What the word good means?
Share.
Share? Uh-huh. What else?
I love you.
I love you? Uh-huh. What else?
I like you.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
Sad? No. Good doesn't mean sad. How about if I say it's a good TV program? What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Cartoons.
And why are they good?
Because they're for boys.
They're for boys. What if I say that it's a good cereal? Then what do I mean?
It's good cereal.
Does it mean that it loves you?
Yeah.
Really? Does it mean that it shares? No. What does it mean if it's good cereal?
You eat it.
You eat it, and it, what does it have to taste?
Raisins.
And? Yummy.
It's
yummy. That's what it means. What if you say that he's a good brother? What does that mean?
I like you.
Yeah, and that he's being good. Right? He's not crying. It means he's not crying.
Excellent. I'll get that.
Oh, you'll get it afterwards.
No, I won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
Oh, no, I won't.
Okay. What does it mean to argue? We're talking. Oh, you want him?
Shower him.
No, Mommy, you shower him. Go shower. Mommy will shower you. Right now. I told Ross that water was good for him. It was good for his teeth, and he said, yeah, and for your bones and blood, too. And I said, and then he said, Dad, I said, I love you, Ross. And then he said, Dad, exercise is good for you, too. And I said, Ross, do you get enough exercise? When do you exercise?
Anytime.
For example?
Anytime.
During nap time?
No.
No? How about when you're sleeping at night? How about when you're in the physical development room? What's the answer?
Yes.
Yes. Good.
Not when I'm sleeping.
Mm-hmm. No. You know, Ross? When you're in school, you're supposed to use complete sentences. Do you know about that? If somebody says, what do you do in the physical development room, what do you say?
You play.
You say, I play in the physical development room. Do you know what it means to use complete sentences?
Yeah, but you know what? We don't have...
It means you put a lot of stuff in there.
We don't have the same set as we used to.
How come? What happened?
The other set went to Ryan.
Ryan, mm-hmm.
And Ryan is going to come back.
So he'll bring...
He likes Mighty Mouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
What?
Yeah.
In the physical development room. Yeah?
Matt's one of my friends that's not coming here anymore and that's going to another school. Mm-hmm. Matt has a Mighty Mouse lunch.